Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A teenager arrested for allegedly insulting the Turkish president is free today, but he still faces trial and a possible prison sentence if found guilty. He was taken away from his school Wednesday and jailed for a speech he made during a student protest, and the whole incident is worrying news for reformers in Turkey. The BBC's Ceylan Gidit is following the story from London. And Ceylan, what exactly did he do, first of all?
Well, this 16-year-old boy 3 days ago took part in a small student protest where he gave a speech. He commemorated the death of a pro-secular army officer back in 84 years ago. But during that speech, he made references to current affairs in Turkey, particularly the corruption allegations involving the president and his very close circles, including his family. And in that speech, he said, we do not regard this person, meaning the president, Mr. Erdogan, we do not regard this person as the president of Turkish Republic, but we regard him as the thief who's sitting in the illegal presidential palace. Apparently, this particular sentence and further references to corruption allegations upset the president, and he was arrested with the charge of insulting the president. But the case is not dismissed. If he is charged, if he is found guilty, he can face up to 4 years in prison.
And in that speech, he also praised the founder of modern Turkey, the founder of the secular republic there, Mustafa Atatürk. And this has brought up this issue that's been bubbling there in Turkey about whether Mr. Erdogan is taking the country too far towards a non-secular, more Islamic country.
Well, that has been the concern of secularists, especially in the last couple of years. Since the referendum in 2011, the secularists, the opposition secularists, say that Mr. Erdogan and his government are trying to establish a new Turkey. Actually, this phrase, new Turkey, is put forward by the government and Mr. Erdogan himself. They are changing the face of Turkey. But what opposition secularists say is they are trying to move from secularism, establish a different kind of rule in Turkey. They're trying to make it more religious. They're trying to establish that, especially in the schools, etc. And this particular high school kid, the 16-year-old boy, had made during his speech references to education system as well. So this is one of the front line of the battle between the government and the opposition secularists, education.
And the reason that this boy was freed, at least for the time being, is because of a protest from a group of lawyers. What is likely to happen now?
Well, not only because of that protest, but because of the outcry in the public. And the justice minister was actually reported as saying behind closed doors that he didn't think minors as such, 16-year-old people, teenagers as such, should be tried behind bars. So the justice minister apparently paved the way, probably, for the release today. What will happen after this? Well, as I have mentioned, the case is not dismissed. It's still there. He's still going to be tried. And if found guilty, he's still going to be facing 1 to 4 years in prison. Hmm. But regarding the public outcry, regarding the stimulus that this boy has created, well, that might seem at the moment a bit unlikely.
That's the BBC's Ceylan Gidit speaking to us from London today about the news out of Turkey. Ceylan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.